T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI. WEEI.
Nick Paul sends Chafee ahead and he scores.
Saka timing. He scores.
Drive. Well, Lilleberg's drive was wide and point wraparound. The Bruins are 1-3 now. The final 3-1 Tampa Bay.
But I think more last night, there was a lot of emotion in that game. There was a lot of physical, the physical product also contributes, you know, and you win a big game like that, we're sky high, and then we got to come back and we got to play an elite team in the league again. It's a hard schedule.
Now let me ask something here. Why are we playing this song, Joe Braverman?
It's from the Cars movie.
No, exactly. No, I know why. How old are you?
26.
Did you watch this movie as a kid?
Yes.
Okay, so this is why. I was going to say, he's so young.
That
what
is this song?
He watches the same movie as my kid.
He's actually young.
Or my kid, yeah. Right, no, he's actually
not
young.
Not fake mega young.
Right.
Is it offensive to say that this song kind of sounds like Courtney Love?
No, it's Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, but it's like Sheryl Crow doing a Courtney Love song.
Oh, I see. No, this is how you
like
kick.
A whole song.
This is how you kick into the first Cars. Joe knows. My kid watches this like once a week. I know this song. I was wondering why we were playing it. Okay. In fact, I think we played this before, Mego, when she got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think we played this.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because it was a Jones request. Yes.
It's
a rock and Sheryl Crow song.
There's at least 5 Sheryl Crow songs that come way before this song.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. That's fine. But I like this.
Is this
song.
An original for the Cars movies?
It's a great question. I'm gonna guess yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
This is when they're racing.
Jacob says yes.
This is when they're racing for the Piston Cup.
Is something like from your generation? You guys are so into Cars?
This is what I'm saying.
The movie, not the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen it.
When did the first Cars come out? Can somebody look that up? Like 2006?
06, yeah.
Those movies are old. Yeah. I mean, so they'd be children for
this. You know, a kids movie is actually like pretty disturbing? I mean, a lot of them, but Brave Little Toaster. You remember
that? I haven't seen that in a while.
What's disturbing about the Brave Little Toaster?
Okay, you remember when the wall air conditioning unit, like, that starts going on the fritz and it like overheats and it basically dies in the wall. That was scary.
I don't remember that.
Okay. All I remember is the Little Richard song playing over and over again from that movie. That's, I think, all I remember.
That movie was creepy, actually, all around. And I really liked it as a kid.
Let me tell you, somebody brought this up to me before. All right, Cars, right? Is George watching those films?
We've played them for him. He's kind of into it, but not really, yeah.
There's no people in that world.
Okay.
So where'd they all go?
Well, it's an alternate universe, duh.
Is it? Cars are on this planet.
Yeah, okay. Do the cars on this planet have
they're
eyeballs?
In like, no, no, no. They're in like L.A. and stuff in the show. They're in like real places.
Yeah, you can have an alternate universe where they're still in L.A. Don't you know anything about quantum physics?
Where did all the people go?
I assume the cars mass murdered them.
Right, exactly.
It was like an extermination. Like the cars just rounded them all up, put them in the street, and ran them over.
Yeah, like we're worried about AI and, you know, or aliens or something taking over. This is an actual...
We should be worried about the cars coming to life. My cars.
The cars were all Terminators, like Skynet, and then they just took care of the humans.
How many cars tried to take you out like 6 months ago? You got hit twice on the same thing.
That was the people driving the cars. Don't drive in the breakdown lane, please.
That's a good question for everybody out there, mostly the Twitch chat and the text line, 37937. Where are the people in the Cars movie? What happened to the people?
Wait, what if you're thinking of it this the wrong way? What if the cars and the people interbred? And that's what we have people cars.
Like cyborg cars?
Yeah. It's a new species of
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but then the people, the parents,
make love
right?
Like, to their cars.
Or maybe
and
it's like
little
car
people.
Like a praying mantis after you mate, you die right away. Like,
yeah.
You know,
I have at least one friend that would
the
have
female,
sex with his car. I have at least one friend that would do that.
The car births a little thing in the car movie, and that's where they come from.
I mean, you know what? I hadn't thought. Maybe next time Lucas rewatches it, I'll watch it like a hawk.
This is our best hockey segment ever.
Anyway, well, I didn't expect that song there. Bruins, you worried? You worried at all there, Mego?
Yeah, I am. I feel like this is the exact thing that we talked about yesterday. You come off of a good win, and then it's even more so the comments after the game, after the loss last night, that it's like, oh, well, our energy didn't carry over from one game to the other. There was no momentum. And also, there's this big flight, and everybody's pretty, like, tired, you know? And it's just, like, hard that we can't find this consistency. Like, or also, by the way, both teams, I think Montgomery said this, both teams were kind of down.
Yeah, weird
Either
answer.
Team was on their best game last night. It's like, okay, well, they still looked a lot better than
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, they kicked your ass with their not best game. That's not good. How's that a good thing?
Yeah. So, of course, I look at it and I go, ugh, it's just the same old thing that's been happening since the All-Star break.
So the only thing I'm a little worried about, Arcan, because, you know, I'm not exactly Mr. Hockey over here. I'm not watching certainly national games. I'm watching the Bruins. I'm not watching the Lightning on my downtime. I'm not doing that. And so I just kind of written Tampa off. I didn't realize how well they had been playing, and I didn't realize how good they looked specifically matching up against the Bruins. So yeah. I'm a little more worried about that matchup. Which, if the season ends today, is that who the Bruins are getting right now? Who's the... No, Tampa's the number one wild card. Where are the Rangers? Rangers, yeah, that'd be the matchup right now. The Bruins would be taking on Tampa Bay, so that's your first-round matchup. That's what I'm a little afraid of now. I got done saying yesterday, I'm like, Florida and Toronto, it's actually lining up pretty well for the Bruins. Do you want Tampa in the first round? I think that's my only question coming out of last night.
Hell no. I don't want Tampa in the first round. Tampa's owned you for a while, and they've owned you this year. They won 3 out of 4 games against you this year. It was the second night of a back-to-back for the Bruins, but as Mego just pointed out and as Montgomery pointed out, Tampa was on a West Coast road trip and just got back on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was. So, you know, boo-hoo. I really thought that the Bruins could have sort of a gut check there, you know? Like, I thought that was sort of you had a really tough physical matchup. You beat Florida. You could ride that wave into the next game, or you can sort of take a night off, and they took a night off, and that's really disappointing.
Good comment here in the Twitch chat from Dill Pickleson. The cars are actually being worn by humans like in Men in Black.
Wait, what? Oh, when he goes in and he asks for the sugar water
no,
wearing the man suit?
Earl? Yeah, no, I'm not sure if we're talking about Earl.
Who are we talking about?
Sugar water. I assumed we were talking about the old creepy dude where they push his temple and the little alien pops out.
I don't remember that part.
He's like, the galaxy is on Orion's
back. Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's on a cat. It's on a cat collar.
The cat's Orion. Very clever. I know people listening to this show don't like spoilers, so apologies. But that's a spoiler. The galaxy is on Orion's belt. Orion is a cat.
I wish it had just been like a guy working at a construction site named with the last name Orion, and he's got a belt on and someone comes over and tries to undo it, and then it gets sexy.
That's Men in Black 3, I think,
is when
that happens. Yeah. Let's go to Brock in Middleborough. Go ahead, Brock.
How's it going? I got a question. When am I allowed to be worried as a Boston sports fan in general? I mean, are the Bruins going to choke and just cut Monty's head off and move on and say, that he was the problem? Are the Jays going to pull a Penn and Teller and pick when they disappear and choke again? The Red Sox offseason was catatonic. The Patriots went into the offseason with the most money, spent none of it, did nothing, changed the 3 on last year's roster to a 4. It's the same thing. Like, in general, when are we allowed to be worried? Because the two bad teams stayed bad, and the two good teams keep playing bad over and over, and I keep being told, don't worry, they're going to make it, they're going to go, they're too good to fail. Well, they haven't proven anything.
Okay, Brock, first of all, wonderful call. Call back anytime. Number two, when should you worry about teams in the city? It is a little weird to hear that call today when the Celtics are head and shoulders, by far and away, the best team in the city.
Yeah, but they just lost.
They did just lose.
And they're seeing that team again tonight. What if they lose again? Oh,
so,
my God. No Trae Young.
I would just say this. The Celtics are the city's only hope. I mean, we've been talking about this on and off for the last few months.
You have no hope for the Bruins.
Not to win the cup. No, not really. I've said they should go further than last year. I mean, look, I'll throw them in as a cup contender. But if I had to, like, plunk money down, am I betting on the Bruins? Hell no. I'll bet on the Celtics. And so that's your one hope. But if the Celtics blow it, yeah, you can officially freak out about teams in this city. I threw a funeral for all the teams in this city a few years ago, Arcan.
Yes.
The Reverend Arcan spoke at it.
That's right.
And so I was the second Brady left, I threw a funeral for this city, for the sports teams in this city. And so I've been concerned about that for a while. But the Celtics have...
Was this like a satanic mass?
It's a good question. I mean, the Reverend spoke at it, so I think it was mostly holy, well, I think.
Column A, column B.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was kind of all over the map.
You threw it.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I declared it. Arcan spoke at it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we're past due being worried about sports teams in this city. The Celtics can save it. And if they choke again, all bets are off. Because the Red Sox and Patriots, where they're at, self-explanatory. Bruins, maybe there's a little more hope there than I give it credit for. But yeah, it's pretty much the Celtics are bust.
Yeah, and just by the way, like the Celtics choking obviously would suck. But there's stakes to that. It matters. You know, you're watching all the way to the end of the season. You're watching them in the playoffs. You have expectations of them to do something. You'll have an emotional reaction to them choking. My worry with the Red Sox is that by the time the Celtics and the Bruins are done in the playoffs, their season will be over already, and it's like there's no one cares. You know, like that's really what they have to worry about.
No, that's a realistic possibility, which is why drafting a quarterback, I think, really matters for the Patriots. Mm. Let's get into that with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We have Tommy Curran standing by from NBC Sports Boston. A little over a half an hour from now. We talk to him every Thursday at 3:30. Let's get into some of these quarterback pro days. How much stock are we putting in these pro days? Drake Mays is about to begin at UNC. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.